Joined here with Declan Devine, Derry City manager. Declan, what's the team news ahead tomorrow night's game with UCD?
Well, we're working off the same panel as last week. Delighted, Connor Davis making his debut coming off the bench, and delighted with Darren McCauley in his performance last week against Dundalk. So we're working off relatively the same panel. Barry's unavailable for this game, so Barry McMahon sits out, but we were thinking that Owen Toole was suspended, but his suspension is now next week, so Owen's still available, so gives us options. It was good last week to get Darren Cole back on the pitch too, so look, we're in a healthy position. It's a game we must approach in the right mental state of mind, and prep all week has been excellent, so it's a game again at the Brandywell that we're looking forward to.
Of course, you're going to have a run of home fixtures. How important is it now to get maximum points at home after an impressive draw last week with Dundalk?
Look, we set up to win every game. We want to win every game that we play in, but unfortunately circumstances dictate where we are in games. You know, I thought we were relatively comfortable in the game last week against Dundalk until the 91st minute where they score, and then testimony to the boys, full credit, the character and desire to get back in the game, and fully deservedly so in my opinion. But every 3 points now is key. We want to make sure that, you know, we pick up as many points now in the next lot of games to make sure that we're still in the top of the table. So we'll treat this game with the utmost respect. And of course, we're very determined that we want to bring 3 points home after Friday night.
Of course, how do you get the players focused on? UCD's going into this game with a run of 10-11 defeats on the bunch, and picking up their only 3 points out of maybe 36 last week against Fin Harps. How do you focus their minds? They say this is not an easy game.
No, it isn't an easy game, and we've prepared like that all year, that whoever we play, we've got to be at our best. UCD, I think, you know, it was a fantastic result for them. They played extremely well against Fin Harps last week and lost the game. So we've done our homework. We've shown them where we feel we can cause them problems. We've also highlighted where they can potentially cause us problems. But I think, you know, testimony to our boys, they've been very focused and determined all year. But, you know, all those previous results that we've picked up are only good results if you win your home games. And that is the bottom line. We've got to now make sure we get as many points on board as possible. This is our game in hand. This is one of our games in hand. We've got to make sure that, you know, we fully give everything, and we're very committed to our performance, but more importantly, we're very disciplined and dedicated to getting the 3 points.
Of course, a man who has been back training the last few weeks, and Michael McCrudden, how far away is Michael from maybe getting back into that first team?
Michael's a couple of weeks away yet. Look, it's something that, you know, we're not going to rush Michael. Michael's a fantastic player. He's a player that obviously we've missed a lot this year, but, you know, what I don't want certainly is any untold pressure being put on the boy, because, you know, he's had a horrific time with this injury. It's been a very difficult start for him. He's in the middle of his wedding, where he got married last week. So, you know, he's got a lot going on in his life. He's very determined to get back playing. His application to training's been outstanding, and, you know, he's one that we'll look forward to getting back on the pitch, but we certainly won't rush it.
Of course, there's a few weeks left of the transfer window, Declan. You said earlier on that you were looking to bring in maybe 3 or 4 players. You've brought in Connor Davis and Darren McCauley. Do you expect to bring anybody else in?
If they're good enough, if they're better than what we have, if we can get the right people at the, you know, that falls under our budgetary means. We're definitely looking. Let's put it that way. We're definitely looking to strengthen the squad. We have strengthened the squad, in my opinion, with the capture of Connor and Darren. But again, you know, for us to be successful, we're on 2 cup competitions, we're pushing for European positions in the league, so, you know, we need competition for places, we need strength and depth, and the one thing I've said since the start, it has to be the right fit for Derry City Football Club. We have to have players coming here for the right reasons, we have to have players coming here that want to work extremely hard, and if them players become available, then we'd be delighted to add them to their squad.
Thank you, Declan.